When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2870, Five Things I've Learned About Doing Something Big by Rose Lounsbery of roselounsbery.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Now let's get right into today's post as we optimize your life. Five Things I've Learned About Doing Something Big by Rose Lounsbery of roselounsbery.com. What do you want to do before you die? The presenter asked, clicking on the next slide in her presentation. I was at my monthly professional organizers meeting, listening to our speaker talk about financial matters for end of life. I was there for the camaraderie and the excellent cake. I did not expect to get existential. She paused, waiting for us to write down ideas. I stared at my blank paper. What do I want to do before I die? Nothing came to mind. Then I realized why. I'd already done it. Writing a book has been a dream of mine since I was a kid. It was a thing I put on bucket lists and talked about sometimes, but mostly dreamed about wistfully, with a heart full of fear that I would never do it. But I did. I did something big, something I've always wanted to do. And I didn't realize this until I sat at that meeting with a plate of cake crumbs and some blank lines. I had accomplished my big dream. I paused to take it in. And then another question came to mind. How did I do that? Today, I'd like to share five things I've learned about doing something big in the hopes that it'll help you accomplish that big dream of yours too. Number one, there's no good time to accomplish your dream. When I set out last May to write a book, I was on the brink of summer vacation with 3 8-year-olds. I couldn't rely on the school day for regular kid-free writing time, and I was also running a business. This was not a good time to write a book. But you know what? There is no good time to write a book. If you want to do something big, you just have to do it. The perfect time will never show up because there is no perfect time. Number two, make the time. If you want to do something big, you must make the time. I dislike the phrase find the time because that sounds like there are hidden pockets of time somewhere and all you need to do is discover them. Not so. To write my book, I blocked out hours on my calendar, hired a babysitter, and went to a coffee shop to write. That's it. Nothing fancy, just plain old hard work. Make the time and you will do amazing things. Number three, failure is impossible. As I reached the end of the book writing process, I got nervous. What if no one bought the book? I'd invested time and money, and I worried that it had been a waste. Lucky for me, Josh stepped in with some perspective. It doesn't matter if nobody buys the book, you still accomplished something you really wanted to do. See why I married this guy? It's true. If you summon the guts to reach for your dream, you have already succeeded. Or think of it this way, if you have a dream and you aren't reaching for it, you are currently failing. Your first, smallest baby step toward your dream is your first success. You cannot fail if you're moving toward your dream. It's impossible. Number four, speak up. Ain't no good hiding that dream in your closet. I often tell myself, nobody cares about my book as much as I do. It's up to me to be the voice for my dream and let others know about it. My publisher, web designer, and friends, while they certainly care about me, are not going to sell my books for me. You are your dream's voice. Let it be heard. And number five, people will show up. This one gives me unlimited faith in the goodness of humanity. To get my book out there, I needed foot soldiers. I asked 75 people to join my team, and 50 of them said yes. They read advanced copies, wrote reviews, talked the book up to friends, posted on social media, sent emails, and threatened to unfriend people who didn't buy it. Just kidding, they did not do that. They're all extremely nice people. I remember the shock of watching my first Facebook post the morning of launch, how it spread from page to page without me doing anything. Amazed, tears in my eyes, I whispered to myself, they showed up. People will show up for your dream, especially if it's big. So I hope this post inspires you to reach for a dream that might be sitting in a dusty corner of your closet. Maybe it's time to dust it off, bring it into the light, and take that first tiny step toward making it happen. You just listened to the post titled Five Things I've Learned About Doing Something Big by Rose Lounsbery of roselounsbery.com. Thank you to Rose. Going back to the original question, I think it's a great one to ponder from time to time. What's something you still want to do? What's on your bucket list? And how can you make that happen sooner rather than later? Like Rose, I had a similar reaction that the biggest goal, although it's not really a goal per se, but something I wanted to do, was run a business and actually have it be sustainable so it can pay its own bills. That's probably been my biggest one since childhood, and that's finally happening now. So it makes me wonder what's next on the list. Rose might be doing the same. We can reflect and see how far we've come, but we have to keep dreaming and coming up with the things we want to do or see or experience. And writing them down somewhere is great. It'll more likely happen if it's in our face more often and we keep seeing it. But something to keep in mind is that these don't have to be huge or extravagant bucket list items. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. It just needs to be truly meaningful to you. So on that note, don't let others' massive dreams or pictures on Instagram or Facebook make you feel like yours aren't good enough, because they are. And with that, keep dreaming and shooting for the stars. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.